Hopkins Junior High Intermediate Orchestra. Good evening. This is Mark Laycock from Wichita State University. Looking forward to hearing you today. Beautiful tone, nice legato style here. Measure four, make sure our half note at the end of that bar is exactly two counts long. Nice and light here, violins. Use just a little more bass, keep the sound coming out. Basses, make sure your F-holes are facing out here toward the audience. When I'm pointing straight out here to the listener. Keep those long notes sustained. We want sustained intensity. Beautiful ritardando there into that cadence. Maybe lighten up on the last beat when you have the accompaniment. Dum, mm, dum, dum. So it really feels like a waltz. Further away you get from the downbeat, the lighter it gets. Good. And nice style here, too. We got the accompaniment. That's more staccato. We've got the melody that's legato. Very appropriate. Make sure we save bow on that last note. Make sure that fermata's long enough. Dig into the eighth notes just a little more. D, ta ta dee, ta ta dee. Measure five with the whole notes. We want to make sure that they balance to the melody. So I would say low strings a little bit lighter. Really dig in, violins. Good leadership down there, basses. Good steady pulse. Good. Nice. Opening to our program. A nice variety of styles within the suite. And very well played. Make sure we breathe together so we get a good unified attack here. Make sure we agree on that C natural cello bass. Good control of the dynamic here. Keep that pizzicato nice and late. Good. Beautiful, beautiful. Careful we don't rush as we crescendo. Keep the tempo steady. It does say rubato, but we want to make sure that we are very deliberate in our choices here of slowing down or speeding up. If anything, a crescendo should broaden a little bit. And make sure we don't rush those. Good dynamic contrast, subito piano. Listen very carefully for intonation here. We want to listen across the orchestra. Unify these unisons, these octaves. Listen across for perfect intervals. There's some colorful harmony here, which we gotta make sure it's in tune. Even more crescendo in 34. Tasteful release. 35 and 36, maybe a little more accent in the low strings. Great contrast here at 38. Beautifully played. Make sure we agree on that F sharp. There's nowhere to hide in these octaves, cello and bass. So you really, really have to tune. Tune carefully. Basses. Technically, we should listen down to you. Make sure that you're setting an accurate pitch center there on the bottom. Beautifully played. Nicely done. Great control of the tempo there. Not always easy to do, I realize that. Admire the fact that you really took your time, enjoyed those harmonic changes. A lot of unexpected chord progressions in that piece. Makes it so beautiful. Thank you for taking the time and savoring those. Okay, Western Dawn. Make sure we're moving together. Careful we don't accent the forte. Warm sound. Make sure those are really staccato. Bump, bumpy. Really short eighths, cello bass. Oh, we got to balance the first violins here. The accompaniment's too heavy at 18. Beautiful shaping. Good. Good, nice attention to note lengths, articulation throughout the orchestra. Try that maybe a little bit lower in the bow violins, just so we get a little more weight. Good, make sure the up bows are real short. Dee-dut-dut-dee-dut. Good. Well done. Thank you. Measure 6465. The easy thing to do there would be to speed up to doing a cello rondo. But thank you for, in fact, doing just the opposite, for drawing out the end of that maestoso section. It was so effective, so dramatic. And then power back into the odd tempo. I love the energy that you took to the very, very last chord. No sense of ritardando, just sailing right to the end. That was great. Wonderful program today. Really demonstrated a great technical sensitivity and variety of styles, and did it very musically as well. Very very mature musicianship. It was a pleasure hearing you today. Keep up the great work, and I hope to hear you again soon.